Okay, good morning, Masechet, Gittin Daf Nun Tet. We start at the bottom of Nun Chet. It's actually like third lines into the second lines into the wide line. Zoom Mishnah Rishona, and the Shiva's one is Ilu Nishmat Eliezer Ben Moshe. That's Danny Jacobson. It's third day of Shiva. Shpir Ilu for his neshama. Mishnah said like the Zoom Mishnah Rishona. Beitin Shlacharei Namru Halokeach Ben Asrukin Noten Ban Revi. That was basically the end of the discussion. So the Mishnah, a couple of decisions until Revi basically made a decision. And they paid a quarter to this to the guy who bought from the Sikrikon. So the question is, when you pay the quarter, do you give a quarter of the value of the land, or actually a quarter of the land, or a quarter of the money that was paid? What do you give when you pay? You went and bought from the Sikrikon. Now the understanding over here is that you paid less. Remember, I mentioned this yesterday as well, that the guy's knowing he's selling stolen goods, and therefore he's happy to get rid of it, even at a cheaper amount. The question is, do you give a quarter of the land or a quarter of the money? So Rav says, either way. Rav says, Revi'a Bakarka, Revi'a Mal. You give both. You can choose, give it a quarter of the land or a quarter of the money. Shmuel says, no, Revi'a Bakarka. You've got to give a quarter of the land. And how much is a quarter of the land? He says, a shlish b'maot. It's a third of the money. Now, why is it a third of the money? A quarter of the land is a third of the money. He says, but my kamiflagay. Wait, I'm hearing some like feedback here. What's going on over here? Can you come and hear me? Like repeating myself? Okay. But my kamiflagay. Marasava nechiravia zavin, marasava chumshe zavin. So I think, Rabbi, I'm getting too much difficulty over here. Everybody understands you're paying less. So Shmuel says it's a third. He says that really you got a quarter of the land off. So you paid three quarters. And you got to give basically one of what you paid. So you saved a quarter. If you paid three amounts, so you paid three out of the four amounts, you've got to pay a third of what, in other words, the quarter that you give, that river, is essentially a third of what you paid. Okay, which is the same thing, because you paid three quarters. You paid three amount. You paid, let's say, a mana was divided into three, a third of a mana for the whole thing. And really, you should have paid a mana and a third of a mana. That would have been the full value, because you paid a mana. So a mana was equal to three quarters. So the four quarters would have been a mana and a third. So you pay that third of the money which you saved. Shmuel says you pay a quarter. Shmuel says you paid a quarter. Basically, you should have paid a mana and a quarter. You paid a mana. That's the idea. Each one basically came from the top, from the bottom. That's no real argument. So goes in Meitivei. Now we have a kasha over here on Shmuel. Right, two Mishnah Rishonah. Beitin Shlacherin Amru. Alokach Ben Asik Noten Banim Reviyah V'yad Banim Alidon. And the owners already always have the first chance to buy it. Ratzu b'karka, not lin. Ratzu b'vad, not lin. So yeah, it seems to be like Rav, that you can choose money or the land. Shmuel says, no, you've got to give the land. So Gemara says, Amatai, when is this? Amis b'ancha dam she'en b'yad dan okach. That's when the little owner himself can't afford to pay it. Aba yesh b'en l'kach, he takes all Rav. And then the Gemara says, quotes the part of the kashi here is, Rebbe Yoshiv b'etim b'nim lu she'im sh'ata b'ibnei shukun sh'tem asar chodesh. Anybody can come and buy it. She says a quarter of the money or a quarter of the field. We seem back like Rav, not like Shmuel. So Amrav Ashi, Kitan Yahid, Achashaba Madli Adu. He says, no, what are we talking about? That's off, he's already paid in that's Amar Kitan Yahi. Look at Rashi, the Revi Bema'ot. The Achashaba, look at Rashi, Achashaba Shalia Hamaot Lide Abalim. Keshmuel Karilehu Revia. The Hash Losh Shlish in Natlin, but Zeh Shlish. Basically, he's saying the same thing. Basically, the question of he has is on the shlish or the revia. So he said that is the same thing because Shmuel talking about in the case when the money already arrived in the buyer's hand. So now Shmuel says you pay one third of what you paid the owners, which is actually the revia. Okay, that's really the answer to the word. Amarav, the Gemara like carries on now. Okay, that's what I wanted to get to very quickly yesterday. I don't want to spend too much time. Amarav, Ana haba b'minyana de b'ribi. So Rav says, this is an amazing comment up here. Rav says, I was there. In that baiting of Rebbe's, when they made the decision, Anavai, I was there. Uminai didi manu bereshe. So when he was out there, he says, but my opinion was heard first. Now Rav, in the time of Rebbe's, was a little kid. He was like one of the youngsters there. Look at Rashi. It says, Uminai didi, if mimeni shalu tchila b'shurake sheinu yoshvin, they asked me first. What do I think? Voya Benoni, and the Russians over here, Voya Benoni, he was one of the youngsters, not one of the more senior ones, not one of the kids either. Now Rashi adds over here, Vani, says Rashi, Shamati Shekatan Shebehemaya. Actually, he was one of the kids. So the Masori is that he was a Beinoni. The question, why did they start with him? One with a Gadol or with a Katan? It was, why did they start with Rav? Rashi says, no, it's even a bigger question. I heard it was a Katan. Why did they start with a Katan, not with a Gadol? Okay, so there are two ways of understanding that question. So, have we got a Mishnah in Masechet Sanhedrin that says, Dine Mamonot, Vahatarot, Vahatumot, Matri Min Agado? That all these dinim of tarot, mamonot, monetary matters, when it comes to tum and tara, we always start with the gado. Right? Look at Rashi, they've lost wide lines top. Because Shom din aminyan yirot im rova t'man rov metayim. They're going to pass it now. Is alochid with metayim, do metayim. We go to the gado first. We did a nefashot b'chiri min atzari. We did a nefashot when it comes to dinay nefashot, capital offenses. Then we start up with the tzari. What's the tzari? Rashi says, min atzari, min aktanim. And not min akdolim. Why? Could be basically Mishum Lo Tane Ariv, it says Lo Tane Arav, and Yavshan Mokunia the High Cry. Basically, we don't want to stop with the cause machloket. Why we stop with the big ones in the first place? It's a separate discussion. Let's carry on. So, Amarav, if Derava, Vitam Rav, Hillel, Deravalis, Shani Minyana de Bay Rebbe, says, really, this Mishum is a little bit different. Why? He says, Dechulu Minyana Minatzan Havamachin. They always started with the kids. Rebbe, always. And the Rashi Tav Yakud of Tzniut, Rebbe didn't want to force the opinion on anybody. He was the Gadol, no question, he was the Gadol. And therefore, if we start with him, nobody would argue. She always first heard a younger guy's opinions, let them express their thoughts, and not intimidate anybody. It's quite amazing, right? That's proper anava. Amar Mimot Moshe v'ad Rebbe. Look at this. Anybody you've been to, I'm sure a lot of you have been to, the Kever of the Rambam. So the Kever of the Rambam in Tiberius, it says, Mimoshe ad Moshe lo kam kemoshe. Remember that? It's on his grave. It's written, Mimoshe ad Moshe, from Moshe Rabbeinu until Moshe the Rambam, lo kam, there's nobody like Moshe. Okay, so it sounds like a bit of a bombastic statement, but look here, you can see where the idea comes from. I think it's from here. The Gemara says over here, it says, Mimot Moshe v'ad Rebbe lo matzinu Torah ugdula b'makom echad. It says, from the time that Moshe Rabbeinu died, told Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, we never had a situation where there was so much Torah and gedula. Look at Rashi says we have makom echad, shetei Toratan ugdulatan shel, that the Torah of Amishel and the greatest of Amishel was in one place. She'ein bishel gadol betorah uveosher kemoto. There was nobody in the history of the Jewish people who was as big a talmid chacham as rich as Rabbi Yehuda Nasi from Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara said, "What are you talking about? Yeah, Ira, your name's going to feature here in the Gemara in a moment. Pay attention. Coming up in a second, right?" So he says, "Vav Elazar," but what if there was Elazar that was Aaron's son? So we said, "No." While Elazar was around, there was also Pinchas. Have a Pinchas.
You say Yeshua?
There's no Yeshua here. Fine enough. Now, I'll be honest with you. There is. I saw Hagota Bach. On your death, you got Yeshua. Oh, sorry, sir, I skipped Yeshua. Apologize. Now, the reason I'm going to.
It's good.
Nice to know. That's what Fridays are for, right? You're relaxed, you can follow me properly. Right? But now, I'll tell you why I skipped it, but I thought because there's a Masura, there's a Haggadah Bach over here. It says, Vaha Have Lazar, Vuchule Vaha Have Shaul, Vuchule Vaha Have Shlomo, Vuchule Vaha Have Chizkiah. And I think what he's doing is he's saying that in all of these cases, it's Vaha, Vaha, Vaha. But I thought maybe for a second he was also putting the Yeshua. That's why I quickly went to. I remember seeing that Haggadah Bach yesterday. Okay, so you're a Skrach. So it says, Vaha Have Yeshua. So there the Gemara says, no, have Elazar. It's also Elazar. Because Yeshua Elazar, right? Elazar ben Aaron, he took over. Where is our Elazar ben Aaron? I suppose Fridays he's got off, fair enough. It's early in the morning, right? So there was Elazar. Vaha have Elazar, the Gemara says, no, then with him was Pinchas. Vaha have Pinchas, the Pinchas, no, have a Zakeni. Vaha have Shaul, the Shaul was also Shmuel. Vaha nach naf Sheh, but Shmuel died. He says, no, Kudashane, can we speaking about a time when there was. For their whole, I mentioned the Skanim, so that I definitely mentioned. I said I was Skanim. I'll go back on the recording and check. I'll send you a snippet of it. Okay. And then there was Shmuel. Yeah, you also featured. Yeah, you stopped talking so much this morning.
That's why I made a mistake reading Torah, and everyone starts paying
attention. But he died, and then Shmuel. Then Shaul was. Said no. Kula Shanek. If you remember, Tom, we want somebody. For their whole period of the existence, like Rebbe, the whole time Rebbe was around, that was it. There was David. There was no, Have Ira. There we are. We had Ira. Right? So it's Ava Ira Ha'iri. Hayairi. Hayairi. Right, look at Rashi over here. Who was he? He says Ava Yaira Ha'iri. He says, Gadol Betorayak, remember Moed Katan, Dave Matni Lad Rabbanan, Al Gabe Karis V'Ksatot. He would teach Torah on his silk cushions and satin cloths and all that. Very, very, he was a big Tom Chomen, very rich. Because of Bahanach Nafsha, he said, no, Kurusha, the same idea, one whole time. Baha Habe Shlomo, the Shlomo Melech. He said, no, during Shlomo Melech, Habe Shimon ben Gaira. The Shimon ben Gaira. Someone said, Baha Katla, but he was killed. So he said, no, Kurusha, the Kamrida. Right? The whole time, again, same question. Baha Habe Chiskia, it was Chiskia Melech, no, during Chiskia Melech, it was Shvan, Shevna. So he said, but look, Resh Rashi, Melech Yuda, Gadol Betoraya, Kramin Bechele. She says, let's see, there was Shevna, also Gadol Betoraya, Kramin Sanhedrin. Shevna ya darish betleisa rivuta v'chizkia b'chatzar. He had a bigger bed midrash than Chizkia. So it was Ava Iktal, Ik Iktil. What's it now? But Sancheriv killed him. Sancheriv killed him. So now Kudushan, it's about it. Kudushan. Ava Ezra. It was Ezra. Now during the Ava Nechamia ben Chachlia with him. Amar Abba Barachim ben Rava. Af Anan Yomer Mimot Rebbe V'ad Rav Ashi. So he says, you're right. He says, from Moshe Rebbe, the Gemara accepts it at the end of the day. And it comes along Rav Acha Braid Rav. And listen to this about Rav Ashi. Amazing Gemara about Rav Ashi. We think Rav and Rav Ashi. You know, Rav Ashi was a nice boy. But instead of listen to this. He says, Mimot Rebbe V'ad Rav Ashi. Lo matinu Torah gdola ugdula v'makom echad. So Rav Ashi. Also was unbelievable. So he says, Rebbe V'lo v'ha have a hune bar Natan. Says, no, Sha'ani Huna Bar Natan. Even Huna Bar Natan was different. Why was Huna Bar Natan different? He says, the Mechaf have a Kayif letter of Ashi. He himself would humble himself in front of Ashi. He even acknowledged that he wasn't the same on the same stances as Rav Ashi. So we've got from Moshe Rabbeinu until Rabbi Yehuda Nasi until Rav Ashi, Torah and Gedula in the same place. Unbelievable. Puts Rav Ashi into perspective. Rav Ashi, who edited the Gemara and answered. Obviously, when you think about it, To finalize a job like this, you've got to have a tremendous amount of authority. I mean, you see today, no one accepts anything anybody says, no matter how much authority they've got. So to be the one who puts a gushpanka on the Gemara, you have to be somebody really special. So it makes sense that Rav Ashi wasn't just the stammer, another gadol. He had to have, besides being a clever and tambikha, obviously was very wealthy and influential and very important person. Okay, new Mishnah. Mishnah carries on now. Now you can ask me why we're discussing this Mishnah. We'll see in a moment. Cheresh Romez Venirmaz. So a cheresh, a deaf person, Romez, Rashi says, Mashahu Romez Kayam. What if he can't talk, whatever, so he hints, right? And the kint is the kayam, Umashe Romzin lo, Vumitratze Kayam. And if you hint him and he accepts it, also. So that's the Masa Kinyan. Uben Beteiro Omer, Kofetz Venikfatz. Right, Rashi says, yeah, what do you mean? Kvitza Akimat Svatam, Shema Kavtza Pia, so it's not jumping around, but it's basically like making signs with his eyes and whatever. And that's only with regards to b'metaltili, right? With not non rashis in machar metaltili, if he's selling movable goods. And then apautot, again, kids, mikhan mekach, umachran mimkar, and so too, if they do transactions, even though they normally, we say that a kid hasn't got da'at, but yeah, if he sells whatever the case is, the mekach is a mekach, and we'll see later, the Gemara will explain what it's all about. So Amar Rav Nachman, machlok b'metaltili, Rav Nachman says that this whole machlok over here is all about metaltili, about begitin. Divrei HaKol Mizah, everybody agrees when it comes to Gittin, right? It's Beremiza, not Bekvitza or Kofetz or Nikvat, like we saw in the Mishnah, then between Bevetar and Chachamim. Everybody agrees with regards to Gittin that it is Beremiza. Look at Rashi, the Kamlan, Cherishin Asa, Mishen Itcharesh, Imatza Lotzi Yotzi, Keshem She Keines Beremiza, Kach Motzia Beremiza. Since he got married after he became deaf already, right? He just like he got married Beremiza, he can get divorced Beremiza. The word says, Nupshita Metalti, the Mishnah self said Metalti. Why are you adding a git to the word says no? Might have thought we have thought after Metalti. We might have thought that the Mahmoud has even with Metalti, not only but Metalti, but even with not only Gittin, also Metaltlin, Kamash runs only with Metaltlin and not to begin. The word got another version the other way around altogether. The Lamar of Nachman, Kamachloket Metaltlin, Kach Machloket Begittin. I think the halacha is going according to the first opinion that there's no machloket in Gittin, that it's in Gittin it's everything. Something just give me halacha there, but I think it seems to be the halacha from the Gemara. Okay, Gemara says, "Bevahanan." I'm carrying on. You can find it there, please, Steve. "Anan b'metaltlin tan." But then we learn the Mishnah says "b'metaltlin." So, this is the kashin on the second version of Rav Nachman. The Gemara says, "You're right. I'm af b'metaltlin, even metaltlin." So the first version says it's dafke, not b'metaltlin, not af b'metaltlin. It's only Gittin. Second version says Gittin and metaltlin. But like I said, I think the halacha here is in the Gittin it's Remiza, and the machlokes aniyam metaltin. So he wants to say, I put with regards to the kids. How old are these putot we're speaking about? No, we use the word in modern Hebrew putot. I think it's like toddlers, like little babies, right? Not even toddlers. So the Gemara says, Machmei Rav Yitzchak Berei, he says he signed, he went like this, he says, Kabar Shito Shevis, the body went like 6-7, you know, like something like a single thing, about 6 or 7. And Rav Gana said, Kabar Sheva, Kabar Shav, Kabar Tami, but 7-8. But then we've got a brighter that says, Kabar Tesha, Kabar Esa, 9-10. The Gemara says, Velo Pligia, there's not much locking between 6-7 or 7-8 or 9-10. Kol Chad V'chad Afi Chulfa. Depends how sharp the kid is. A very sharp kid, already at 6 years old, and you got some kids that are 6 years old that are pretty sharp and they can start negotiating with you and everything. I don't know, in Israel, I think the kids are all sharp at 6 years old. They've got like a negotiation in their blood. But generally, right? So God said, the time am I, and what's the reason? He says, Amar Abba Yochanan Mishum Kedei Chayav. Now, we take it for granted, right, that children are just looked after. These kids have to live. Look at Rashi, Kedei Chayav. What do you mean, Kedei Chayav? Says that the E loves Vina is Vina. People wouldn't buy from them, they would have to buy their own food. Wouldn't be considered a mekach. Right? So he says, what's this miltacha? He's speaking about when they went out to dress him all the baals. Rabbi Yochanan, Davar ha nimlal ve nimtach. It's something which basically can be is spread, and nimnal can be mushed up and like spread out. Rabbi Yochanan, Shigelo Bunyam ben Nunyam, I think his name was. Le Rebbe, I think it was quite Rashi, he's a wealthy guy, yeah. A very wealthy guy. He said to Rebbe, he sent Rebbe some clothing over here, right? Sivni, v'chumam, v'chumas, I think, and salsalav, umilmela. So Rashi's over here, these are four different types. So Abba Minim shall big their pishtan, da'dakvatov, very like, very good, high quality flax clothing, right? Sivni, v'chumas is ka amguza, v'palged amguza. So when you fold it up, it's such a dynamic fabric that you can roll it up. Rashi says over here, a talit gedola lemidato, you can wear it for your whole size of your body. When you fold it up, lo etay yoter mi egoz v'chetz, not more than a nut and a half, like an egoz. You know, you get these like you get these cloaks and that like that you they come like you wet them in water, like they come like a little pellet. Put in water, then like it expands. Have you seen these things, like these Chinese stories? So that's what the girl was speaking about. Here it works the other way around. Here you get it bigger, then you roll it up into a little small thing. This comes small, it becomes big. Right? So that's like an amguz, that's the one type of fabric. Amguz of a palga, 1.5 amats. And then the silks of a milmilas, other type of fabric. That you grow up kapistika or palga pistika. Rush is over here, galant. Sheochlim chazirim, it's a pig's eat. But I saw over here, I think I saw the Masada Shas. I saw a Rashi over here. He says over here, pistika and alon. Al gash over here, kamo armonim, like chestnuts. It's like from the oak trees, like the side of a chestnut. Like the side of a chestnut. So that was basically the side of a chestnut. But the upal gave my milmilak, what's mamilak, davar handim lal venim tach. So it can be rolled up and expanded. So then the Gemara says, "V'tautanat kama." Now could we just that was just another version. I think we brought Rabbi Abba Bar Yaakov over here because we brought Rabbi Abba Bar Yaakov. Why do we actually bring Rabbi Abba Bar Yaakov over here? I mean, Shum Kedei Chayav, right? Because he gave the answer of why these kids, the Mekach is Mekach. So once we brought him, we brought another master of his about the size of the thing. Actually, I heard an interesting shiur this morning from Rabbi Heschel Shechter on Maran, where he was talking about in Masechet Megillah, it says, Ein bein zeh, why do these things all get coupled together? He says, you've got to remember that Torah Shebichtav, especially the Gemara, usually wasn't written down. It's all written, all Baal Peh. So the Gemara has lots of ways to help you remember things. So if it's discussing like an Ein bein zeh lezeh, so the rattle of all the Ein beins. Here you've got a story, one story of this Amar of Rav Abba Bar Yaakov. Once he mentioned Abba Bar Yaakov, let's mention something else that he says. That's such a way to remember the things that he says. Otherwise, you know, we're we going to mention it. So I think that's just the deal why the Gemara throws in another story along the way. So the Gemara is back to our original subject. V'ta'utanar kama. So this kid who has a mekach. So we know mekach ta'ut normally is a shtut. Right? If you go more than a six. So with the kid who wants Abba Yaakov, Abba Bar Yaakov, Ad shtut kegadu, exactly like a gadu, no difference whatsoever. So baya, sakash da matnatomai. So I can understand that these young kids between 6 and 10, depending on how sharp they are, can do mekach. Can also do give a matana? Can they give matanas? Right? So matana, but matnatomas. Rav Yaimar, amar, in matnatomatana. And Mar Bar Ashi says, Matanato Mata is a Matana. So now, like, we're in the story, right? So we've got over here, Yemar says that it ain't Matana, and Mar Bar Ashi says is a Matana. Right? So Afchua, whoever it was, mixed up the orders. The Shadrula came to Rav Mordechai. And Torah Mordechai, the Aloch is the other way around, where they said that Rav Yemar said it is, and Mar Bar Ashi said it isn't. So Amarle, so Rav Mordechai said to the guy, he says, Zil Amul Bar Mar. Go and tell Bar Mar, right? Now, who was Bar Mar? Right? Which is Mar Bar Avashi. Bar Mar. Lav hachi have uvda. That the story with his father, we'll see, was vechi have kai mar. Right? He says, chad karei a'arev, chad karei adagin. I was there, he says, when Mar Bar Avashi, and Rav Ashi's father, when Rav Ashi was around, and he was standing with one foot on the ground and one foot on a stepladder. So I don't know if he's changing the lights. I don't know if he's doing the stepladder. But, right, just remembered where he was standing at the time. And I said to him, Matnato Ma'ot Rav Ashi. What's the story? V'amarlan Matnato Matana. He said, that was the version around the Rav Mordechai, that Mar Bar Rav Ashi is saying that according to Rav Ashi, the Aloch isn't a Matana. So I was with his father. And I asked his father what the question was. I asked Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi said, is a matana. He said, Achat matnot shirich mirah, v'chat matnot bari, v'chat matnot barubi, v'chat matnot mutah. It doesn't make a difference. All these matanot, a kid's matani is a matani is a matana. Okay. Elu dvarim. Amru mipnei darkei shalom. Here we are. We're carrying on now with our whole takanas of darkei shalom. We haven't finished darkei shalom yet, okay? So the Gemara says, what are some of the
darkei
shalom? Sorry? What takanas? Tikkun olam. Sorry, shkoach. Okay. You're on the ball this morning, right? Very good. Right, you can leave Thursdays every day if you promise on Fridays to be on the ball every morning, right?
Mishnah before was all about
Tikkun Olam. Right. Tikkun Olam to me, Darkei Sholam, I thought all the same thing. But okay, you're right. Shkoch. Right? So, Elu Dvarim Amru Mipnei Darkei Sholam. So, these are things of Darkei Sholam. This is very important. How many Kohanim we got to this morning? Three. We're missing Kohen. Okay. Three Kohanim here this morning, right? So this is a very important Gemara. Gittin Nuntet. How are we going to remember this? Neto Kohanim, right? Neto Kohanim. Okay, remember this, right? Kohen Korea Rishon. This is the Makor for Kohen getting Aliyah Rishon, first Aliyah, right? V'acharav Levi, and also Levi v'acharav Rishon in Israel. Why? Mipnei Darkei Sholam. Why is it because of Darkei Shalom? I suppose we can understand and look at Rashi. Kohen Korei Rishon, ki haichi de lo laitu li antsuye, tzvu vato evi machloket. Takila Rabbanan, hai si la medus, this order. De chayvan de takante de Rabbani, since takante de Rabbanan, tu lo matzina li shnev lem alavai. Right? So Rashi says, now that it's the takan of Chachamim, so no one's going to argue. Everyone will just accept it, right? So he says, vile meimar, ana krina bresha. No one's going to say, I want to read first. Kohen, everyone knows the Kohen goes first. Okay, Marvin, Bebait Yashan. You put the Eruv, right? We don't understand this, so we learned this in Eruvin, right? So the Rashi says, B'nai Chatzir, Shugin Tain, so the B'nai Chatzir, they all put the Eruv together in the Chatzir of one house. Once you have one house, keep it in that house. Don't move it into a new house. Why is this Takana Dark Hashalom? B'nai Dark Hashalom, we'll see the Gemara. Okay, that is the second example in the Mishnah of making an Eruv. Third example in the Mishnah is Bor Shehu Karov La'ama Mitmale Rishon Mipnei Darkei Shalom. So if you've got a Bor Ashtavia, an Amat Hamayim, so there's like a stream coming off the main river, let's say that's bringing the water down the hill, and your Bor is first, you fill up the water first. You don't have to dam up and let it go down the water. We'll see just now, there's a long Rashi over here, I'm skipping out of here. But look at the Rashi actually being named Darkei Shalom. Right? Look at Rashi, what's it like? Shalom. Shalot tehe machloket by name. Shalom machloket between the guys down the river and up the river. Ani eskori shon dehe takat rabbanan ha'achi afabi she'en odin. So I'm going to dam it up first. You have my first bottom line is down the river. Now these kings can cause wars. They were discussed before. Now, there was talk not so long ago about a potential war between Egypt and Ethiopia over the Nile River. Because, you know, they were damming up the Nile River in Ethiopia not so long ago. And Egypt threatened them. Because Egypt relies on the Nile. If they dam it all up there, stop the water coming to Egypt, then the Egyptian economy will not so good to begin with, right? But anyway. So Mitzudat Chayev Ofot Dagim, same idea. If there's a trap, right, for animals to catch animals, or for birds or for fish, Yesh b'mishum gezel. If there's animals caught in those traps or in the fishing nets or the chickens, even though the owner, the guy who put the traps out there, hasn't yet come and done a maase kinyan. So when does the animal become his? If you're in the wild, if you're out in the jungle, and you go and put a trap out, and an animal falls in your trap, it's not your animal yet. Anybody can take the animal. Oh, you put the trap up, very nice. Darkei shalom, takane chacham, it's your animal. Look at Rashi. Mitzvah says, midoraita, kol kamadilo matra yadei, midoraita, until it's actually in your hands. Love gezer, not gezer. Grown farish labor, mitzulat shainen toch. We're talking here, it says about it, we'll see in the Gemara later on, we won't see it today, about it, it has actually got like a hole in it. We're talking about like kalim, right? Like you got traps. Because the kli can't, the land, maybe if it's the boar, maybe you made a boar, maybe some sort of balut on the boar. So that may be your balut. But if it's a kli, you put out a trap to catch like a net or something, so what, kalim can't do masik kinyan. So we'll see that as well, also because of darche shalom. Then Rabbi Yossi Omer, Gezel Gamu. Rabbi Yossi says it's Gezel Gamu. We'll see in a moment, the Gemara is going to say it's Gezel Gamu to Rabbanah. The book of Rashi says Rabbi already. Gezel Gamu, but Gemara Mefarish, Gezel Gamu to Rabbi Rivayim. It's not really Gezel Mitoraita, but Chamit says Gezel Gezel Gamu. Vemetamid Rabbi Yossi Bechulu, Niksavar Asu, Mipnai Dar Cheshalom, Et She'eno Zoche, Liknot Kinyan Gamu Kezoche. So we'll see, we'll get into more of the actual Naf community. We'll see exactly what it's all about. Rabbi Yossi is more machmir about it. Then he says, Metziat Cherishot of Akata. Yes, we shouldn't guess it. But they're the same thing. So a cheshot of a cat haven't got that. So they haven't got that. They can also do a maase kinyan. So they find something on the floor or they find something, etc. There was no maase kinyan. So in theory, midoraita, you come along and take it from them. So Chamin said again, darach shalom, you can't. Rabbi Yosef Meir, gezel gamu. Same idea. Then ani, amen akef perosh azayit. We've seen this before, actually, not so long ago. So a poor person who's up and climbing up a tree. Right? So he look at Rashi here, amen akef. Chotech kemo v'nikaf simchaya, right? On the tree, and he's basically cutting the branch to the top, and they fall down to the bottom. So again, he's up on the tree. He hasn't had a maase kinyan by cutting the branches of the stuff, and now imagine he's up on a date tree, at the top of this palm tree, right? I don't know, 10 meters up in the sky, and he's cutting down things. They all fall on the ground. You're at the bottom. You say, "Oh, very nice. Thank you very much." So you pick them and you go away. You haven't really started anything. So darche shalom, the same idea that you can't do. Rabbi Shazait, mash tachtav gezel darche shalom. Rabbi Yosef Shomer gezel gam. Then the Gemara says, "Ein memachin." Memachin of Yah means moche, right? Beyad aniyei of day kochavim belekech chavpeya b'day kashom. Same idea. If goyish beggars, poor people, anim, come and they take belekech chavpeya, kodar cheshalom, you don't throw them away, you don't chuck them out and say, "Go away, it's only for Jews." Which is an unbelievable halacha. This, by the way, we had a rabbi in Johannesburg once. I remember him telling me that if a goyish beggar came to his door. So he would make him like just pick up something off the floor and then give him the money because he says there's no real tzedakah, but if he did a bit of work for you, you can pay him. So I don't know. But anyhow, so yeah, this is because of Darche Shalom, you let them take it. The question that we're not immediately, we never thought about the game to the Kohen. We didn't have the idea of the Kohen. So Amar Rav Matan and Amar Krav, we're going to pass it. So Vayichtov Moshe et HaTorah Hazot, Vayitna El HaKohanim B'nei Levi. Right, so Moshe in Dvarim, and he writes the Sefer Torah, and he gives it to the Kohanim, B'nai Levi, Hanosim et Aron, B'nai Hashem, V'kozi Nei Yisrael. So it says over there, Rav Matna, he says they've got a Pasuk. Now it appears over here, it's Nasmachta, right? We just said a moment ago, because of Tikkun of Darke Shalom, it's not a Doraita, it's a Nasmachta, that they see over there, B'nai Levi. So Atu Ane Lo Yadan Le Kohanim, B'nai Levi, and he says, this is Svara. I don't know that the Kohanim were B'nai Levi. Why is it mentioned B'nai Levi? El Kohen Bereisha Bahara Levi to tell us that Kohanim are B'nai Levi, it was Kohanim were like a chosen group within the Levim, so they must come first. Rabbi Yitzchak Napacham Amiach is Al Makor. He says B'nikshua Kohanim B'nai Levi. He says over there it says B'nikshua Kohanim B'nai Levi. Ki Vam Bachar Hashem Logecha L'Shartol L'Berech B'Shem Mekol Bihem. Right? Ki Kol Al Pihem Yeh Kol Riv V'Chol Naga. That's in Dvarim as well. So Alan Lo Yadin Kohanim the Bnei Levi says again there as well Bnei Levi the Kohanim Bnei Levi Elo Kohanim Brasha Vehad Levi Rav Ashi Amram Yachad the Gidol Version of Achi he says Bnei Amram Aaron and Moshe the who were the children of Amram Aaron and Moshe VaYibadel Aaron LaHakdisho Kodesh Kodashim so the pasuk says VaYibadel Aaron LaHakdisho so Aaron and Moshe were children of Amram. And Aaron was chosen out like Dishor Kodesh Kodesh Hu Banav Ad Olam LaKtiv Nei Hashem Shavto Vech Bishmo Ad Olam. She says, "Rav Ashi, Lagdisho Kodesh Kodeshim, right? That's his version. Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar, he's got his own version. He says from here, the kiddashto, right? He says the kiddashto kied lechem lekechu makriv. The kohanim were mekudash because they bring the bread to Hashem. Lechol davar shevdusha says the kiddashto anything to do with kedusha the kohanim go first. And then Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, he's got his own version. He says the kiddashto lechol davar shevkedusha, and he explains with some examples what it means. He basically seems to be agreeing here. The Rav Chiya bar Abba says from the kiddashto, and the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel expounds on that. He says liftoach rishon. What does it mean? Liftoach rishon Rashi Savia, b'chol davar kavod, b'em b'tura, b'em b'yeshiva, hu yidaber b'rosh. The Kohanim always start off first, whether it's Kedusha or even not, just whoever goes first in speaking even. Ulevarech rishon, Rashi says, b'suda, to bench it. Ulitol manaya far rishon. Look at this. To take the nice portion first. Im ba'lach lokim Yisrael, b'chol davar lachar sheyechaku b'shaveh. So when it comes to sharing out portions with Am Yisrael, so firstly it gets sorted out into equal portions. And then Omerlin, you say to the Kohen, Bror v'tolad nishir, then you take first. So he gets first grabs on whatever, equal portion, but he can choose first. Right? Amale Abayi Rav Yosef. So Rabbi says to Rav Yosef, he's a bit confused now, right? Rabbi has got a challenge in Rav Yosef. He says, this is Mimnei Darkei Shalom? So I don't understand. Doraiti! So what do you mean? We've got Psukim here, we've got a Machloket over here, we've got five opinions over here. We've got Rav Matna, who says, Vayichto Moshe Torah. Right, then we've got Rabbi Yitzchak Napach who says V'nikshu HaKohanim. Right, then we've got Rav Ashi who says B'nai Amram Aron Moshe V'yibadel. Then we've got Rav Chiya bar Abba says by Kiddashto. Okay, let's say that the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel is on the same pasuk as well. So there are four different Mekorot in the Torah to prove that the Kohanim go first. So we can understand how Abaye's Kashya to Rabbi Yitzchak. Well, what does it mean? Midarke Shalom. This is Minat Torah. This is the Doraita. He says Amalei Doraita. He says you're right, my boy. You're right that it's midoraita, but he's explaining why did the Torah tell us that when Chamim said midarkei shalom, they weren't saying that it's a takana like tikkun ha'olam, but it's a midoraita. The reason why the Torah did it is mipnei darkei shalom. It changes the whole situation, right? Because suddenly giving the coin to bench first is not just a nicety, it's a doraita. The question is he allowed to be moichel once it's a doraita? Or does he have to do it? Different story altogether. So the Gemara says, "Abai to Rav Yosef." I don't understand. He says, "If that's the case, the whole Torah is because of Darkei Sholem. Why have we got mitzvahs? We got mitzvahs to have order, to have a seder, to go to Rat, Dichtiv, Drachea, Darkei Noam, V'chol Netivotei Shalom. That's the Torah, right? The whole Torah, right? It's Mishlei, Drachea, Darkei. The whole Torah is about Darkei Noam." And all the Netivah Shalom, so what do you mean? Special Ella Amar Abaye. So Abaye says, no, it can't be like Rav Yosef said that it's a midoraita mibnei darkei shalom. Ella le kedemar. Right? Who's the mar over here? Rashi says, Ella kedemar. Ata Rabbe bar Nachman isha Rabbo. Remember, Abaye lived in Rabbe's house? Right? Rabbe was his uncle. So he says, Ella kedemar, like what Rabbe said. Not like what Rav Yosef said. Like what Rabbe said. The Tanya Shnai Mamtinim Zelaze Bakara. If you two people, so each wait for each other, you give each other a chance to go to the surf first. Loshai Mamtin. When one says three, you don't mamtinim. What does it mean? Ain't Mamtin Rashi, ain't Chichi Lamtin. You don't have to wait. In other words, if you're three brother, you can start eating. And the same thing Habotseya, when it comes to making a moti, go balabai, chumavari chamotzi, vafilukata, and the balabai makes with me the kid, who poshelach he takes first? Bakara tchilal la petpot prosad mochi, just to eat with his mochi. If he wants to let the bala, his rav or somebody who's greater than him get the kavod, then he can. Va'amar mar. Right? And Mar said, well, that's a rabba. Allah lo shanu ele besuda. He says, all of these things are only when it comes to a suda. Right? It's lo shanu de chole kavod. See this? He can only give kavod to his rav, says rabba, at the suda. Aba bera knesset. Right? But in the shul, when it comes to shul, look at Rashi. Inyan likroba Torah ve'ra knesset. Ein kohen cholei kavod le'levi u'levi l'Yisrael. De'lo letu sh'are l'antsuya v'le'meimar ananami k'rinu b'resha. Says there, they're not allowed to give allowed to moichel their kavod and let someone else go in front of them because you start causing machloket. V'hanik tani matnitin, kohen k'rishon v'cholei comes from a Torah ve'enu rashai lachlok kavod b'davar v'l'ashono v'mnei dar cheshar. And that's what it's all about, he says. That you're right, when in a Torah, the Kohen has got certain rights. When it comes to a Suda, he can be moichel. when it comes to the inside the Beit HaKnesset, mikra darche shalom, they're allowed to be moichel. That's the darche shalom. That the Kohen or the Levi can't be moichel, somebody will go in front of them, because that's going to be called machlok. The Kohen says, not me, you go first. Then we start, okay, who's going first? I'm going first. Why are you one of me, etc.? That's what it's all about. Even Rav Makta says, now, even when it comes to Beit HaKnesset, and we said, no, lo amrei lo b'shabbatot b'im tovim, the shichei rabbi. That's only on Shabbos and Yontif, he says, when there are lots of people around. Right? The shichei rabbi. Right? Aval b'sheni v'chamishi lo, but on Sunday, Mondays and Wednesdays, if he wants to, fine, the Kohen doesn't want to give any, let the Levi go first, the Levi can let the Yishar go first, because they're not going to cause so much machloket. No, they're not big minyanim. It's already shows you, already in the time of Chazal, Sundays and Mondays, the weekday minyanim was smaller than the Shabbos minyanim. So we shouldn't be surprised, right? There's nothing new. Right? So you might say, Aini, that's not correct. V'harav Huna, kare b'kahane b'shabbat tot v'yom atovim. You might say the other way around. But look, Rav Huna wasn't a Levi, a Kohen. Rav Huna, Yisrael Ava, it was Yisrael, says Rashi. And he used to read first on Shabbos and Yontif. So you might say, Shani Rav Huna. I mean, we always said that Rav Huna was a heavyweight, right? Remember, he was, I think he was part of the, wasn't he part of the family of the Resh Galuta? Or was the son of the Resh Galuta or something? Rav Huna was, he grew up in back then, etc. Rav Huna was a heavyweight. Right? Shani Rav Huna, Dafiru Rebbe Ami, Rebbe Asi, who were Kohanim Chashuvim, right? Kohanim Chashuvim Et Yishal, Mekaf Havu Kaifalei. They would subordinate themselves. The second time in this daf, you've seen that Lashon, Mekaf Kaif, right? We had it as well. Where did we have Mekaf Kaif? We saw today earlier on. Where did we see Mekaf Kaif? We already saw it earlier on. At the end of the previous Mishnah. Yes. At the end of the previous Mishnah, we said there, Rebbe Ivad, Rebbe Ashi, Lo Matzin, the Torah, Vigdolo, Mako, Mechav, Velo, Havani, Bar Natan. What's the Shavani? Huna, Bar Natan. The Mekaf, Have a Kaif, Ladder of Ashi. Well, the second down, he would be Mekaf Kaif, Rav Ashi. We see over there that even Rav Ami and Rav Asi were Chachamim Chashuvim Kohanim of Et Yisrael, Mekaf Kaif Havel to Rav Huna. So Rav Huna, well, everybody knew there was no machloket. So I suppose that's really the ikkar over here. If it's basically across the board, there's absolute consensus. Like so a case like this, Rav Huna, there was no machloket in Rav Huna. So everybody wouldn't have a problem, wouldn't be a case of Machl. Amar Abaye, Nachtin, and Abaye, so we got a Mesorah. So Rashi says over here, I want to actually read this Rashi, where's the Rashi over here? There's a Rashi that says, Nachtinan, Mesoret me Avotani. We always see that, right? We always know it, but that's the Rashi. He says, Mamash, that's what Nachtinan means. Mesoret me Avotani. Mesoret me Avotani. Ein Sham Kohen. Once the Kohen isn't there, listen to this important Aloch, he says, yeah, Nit Parda Chavila, the whole bank shoot, this whole package deal falls apart. The coin's not there. Right? So what does it mean? Look at Rashi. Nifsaka keshe. There's no longer a bond between coin and Levi Israel. Ibera Levi et kvodo bishvil chavilato ani friend. The Levi now is oist. So who's really the biggest victim over here? The Levi. The coin's not there anyhow. But the Levi thinks, listen, I go after the coin. So the coin's not there. I should go next. Right? There should be a Levi. It says, v'eno kore klal. So according to him over here, according to Abaya, the Levi's out the picture altogether. Kach Amar Mori Azaken. That's what Rashi says. That's my Mori Azaken. He says, Umori, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Yudah. But my other Rabbi Mori, says Rashi, my other teacher, Rabbi Zaken, says, V'chein Tzidur Amin, in the Tzidur Amar, he says as well, Aval Mitalmidei Mori Rabbi Yitzchak HaLevi, Shamati Mishmo, She'ein Tzedir Ledavar Lagdim Levi Yisrael, Umi She'yitze Yaktim. Somebody will think, I don't think we, in any place in the world, today have a minag like this. Normally, we the Levi can sometimes go first. That'll be that agreed upon. You don't have to call up a Levi. In other words, if there's no Kohen in Shul, you can call up three Yisraelim. But you can call up a Levi in Kom Kohen. That we do. But according to this, he says the Levi doesn't go in at all. There's no Levi. Once there's no Kohen, there's no Levi. Right? Just take a look over here. At the Tosfot here, quickly.
To that principle, because everyone will think the guy before him was a Yisrael.
Well, that's what we're going to see in a moment. We'll see that in a moment. That's the reason the Gemara says that. But look at the Tosfot here quickly. Nitparda Chavila. So Tosfot also goes to Rav Yitzchak by Rabbi Yehuda. That's the same Tosfot that Rashi quoted over here, who said, Omri Yitzchak ben Yehuda. Right. Rashi said over here, Omri Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yehuda. And Tosfot said Rav Yitzchak by Rabbi Yehuda, Mefaresh. If you look over here, there's a Gilin Ashas, Rabbi Kiva Eiga, who says over here, Katav Taut Soferhu. So that actually, the Tzarich Lomar Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger points out over here that it's not the same Rabbi Yitzchak the Rashi quoted. It's another Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi. In fact, the Kore Levi bimkom bemakom haRa'uilo. Fahad Amar b'Ktubot muchzakani bezeh shu Kohen shekrach Rav Levi. He says if you call up somebody first who's not a Kohen and you call up a Levi after him, you're going to think that the first guy was a Kohen because after him came the Levi. You call the Levi up number two. You're going to think that the Yisrael got called up first actually a Kohen. Chichlomar the Kimle the Lo Kare bemakom haRa'ui. The Galaya Mishlefanav or Katan Mishalacharav. He says, no, that's only people know. You're calling up a Galo before a Katan after the lady. The lady kept his place. Anyway, but according to this, Nitpar Dua Chavila. But I'm Rabbi in Akhtinan, Rabbi, we go to Mesora, and Sham Levi, Kore Kohen. This we do today, right? There's no Levi. So the same Kohen calls him, stays in his place. Look at Rashi Kore Kohen, Bimkom Levi. That's what we do. We say, Amod Kohen Bimkom Levi. Exactly what we do. Right, so goes 80. Really, Baham Rabbi Yochanan, Kohen Achar Kohen, Lo Yikra Mishum Pegamor Sherishon. But isn't that we shouldn't call up a Kohen after a Kohen? Because people think the first Kohen wasn't a Kasher Kohen, so we're calling up a second Kohen in his place. So he said, no, Levi Achar, and Levi Achar, they also shouldn't call up a Mishum Pegam Shtem because of the Pegam of both of them. So look, with regard to the Kohen, he says only a Pegam to the first Kohen. People will think we're calling up a second Kohen because the first Kohen wasn't a good one. When it came to the Levi, we're saying that it's a Pegam, we're going to think that both of them weren't Levi. So why the question that wants to know why is it when it comes to a Kohen, we only worry about the first Kohen, when it comes to a Levi, we worry about both Levim. So Gemara says, so first the Gemara answer that. Ki kamrinan botor Kohen. First he answered the question, when I said Kohen, I didn't mean call up a second Kohen and come Levi. I meant the same Kohen, read twice. So he says, Mashna Levi achar Levi d'ika pegam shnehem d'amre echad minayu Levi. So he said, nah, okay, fine. So how come when it came to Levi, you're worried about both Levim? Right, Mashta Levi, Acha Levi, Dikah Begam Shnehem. Says the Amre Chad Minayu, Lav Levihu. Could you be going to tell me that the answer is because one of them is the Levi? So then Kohen Achar Kohen, Nami Amar Chad Minayu, Lav Kohenu. So he says no, Kegon De Muchzak Lan VeAvua De Hai Sheni De Kohenu. Says no, because it might be people might know that the father of the first second Kohen was a Kohen. So the Hachin Ami De Muchzak Levi, but Avua De Hai Sheni Levihu. Well, the same thing. People know that the father that was a Levi. Why are you distinguishing between Kohen and Levi? Said Amre Mamzer Tunatina Nasi Vupasa Lazare. He said, no, because maybe you think, why was he called up on the first lady? You know, his father was a lady. Because maybe the father married somebody he should have married. He's not really a kosher lady. He says, no, Vachanami, Amre Grusho Chalutin Nasi Vachal Lazare. He said, he was a coin. They will think that the first coin, his father married somebody he should have married. And that's why he's not really a coin. The child was a coin and the father's a coin. He says, Sof, Lady Mikave. He says, but even so, what? The coin's going to become a lady? If his pastor would become a lady? Right? So I think we end up over here. Let's just end up over here. I know we shouldn't, but this is a good place to end.
Imagine if the whole school's just crying in.